a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Tom Way, Lingy, is this a story that would be more in Tom's wheelhouse or mine?
Possibly. I'm just going to tell you now, Log, prepare yourself, okay?
Because
I think this kid is the most kick-ass kid I have ever heard.
Seen
a kid.
As in like a baby horse. Is that what kids are?
Baby goat is
baby,
a kid.
Sorry, my mistake.
But no, a human being kid. All right, but it links to animals, so that's why I want you to prepare yourself.
Are we bringing back Harambe again? I don't know if we can do that.
I don't know what that is.
Harambe? Yeah. Oh, you are
anyway,
so naive.
This kid is the biggest legend I've ever read about, ever heard about. He is so hardcore kick-ass.
Okay, so that sounds so sarcastic at the moment.
No, coming.
You're like, the biggest legend I've ever heard about.
So kick-ass. I didn't mean it for it to be sarcastic because I'll tell the story.
Mm.
This is in India.
Yeah.
Okay? A two-year-old boy in India. Now, his name is Govinda Kumar.
Mm-hmm.
He has been, he's just playing in his, you know, let's just say bedroom or lounge room, some part of his house, and a cobra has entered the bedroom with the intent of thinking this kid looks like something I might go after.
Question without notice.
Yeah.
Cobras the ones with the necks?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yep,
right.
There's a photo of the...
That's terrifying.
The hood. They call it the hood.
The hood.
So into his room, instead of crying like a little baby, little toddler that he is because he's 2 years old, you know how he first reacts?
Mm-hmm.
Spotted it in the room, threw a brick at it.
Oh, my God. Okay.
To just try and warn it away. Yeah. But the cobra was not to be denied. He's continued to come at the child, two-year-old again, I've got to say this, has then wrapped itself around the two-year-old.
No.
And basically to constrict it. And the next step was, unfortunately, sadly, was going to bite the kid.
Oh, my God.
That's all she wrote for this poor little two-year-old. You know what he did?
What?
He didn't give up.
Cobra or the kid?
No, the kid.
Okay.
He fought back, Log.
Yeah.
Amazingly, he has turned almost animal himself thought survival of the fittest here. I'm a goner, has bitten the cobra, turned the tables on the cobra, has bitten the cobra, sinking his teeth into the reptile's head.
What?
And killing it. I'm sorry.
I know you don't want to hear that bit. Roller coaster.
But his grandma's then rushed into the room, seen the snake basically with the child.
Being eaten.
Well, yeah, sort of being enveloped by the snake, and has rushed towards him thinking, well, the kid's dead.
No, I think that I was talking about the kid eating the snake.
Oh, no, not eating. No,
he's
just
looked in like, oh, my God. You know when kids go into the dog food and you're like, the kid's eating a snake again?
No, one bite. Clean as a whistle.
One bite. That is shocking.
Instead of the grandma finding her grandson sadly passed away, she found the grandson just, here's a snake I just fixed up. I just killed a snake, saved myself, rushed the kid to the hospital because they just figured he'd been bitten. He's in a world of trouble.
Yeah.
Doctors are obviously looking after him and thinking, what the hell is going on? There are no bites. He's fine now. Hopefully he still is.
Yeah.
Have
you read the end of the story?
He has fought back against the cobra and won. That I wasn't being sarcastic. That kid, love him.
Survival of the fittest. Now, you have been known across the summer to have snakes at your house.
Yes.
You're just going to send Jetty out next time instead of calling the snake catcher?
Yes. Don't use a snake catcher. Use your teeth.
Give it a little nibble.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
One of the most anticipated sequels has finally been released on Netflix, Log. Happy Gilmore 2.
I don't know where to start. Come on, brother.
Grip it and rip it.
I guess I need to update my happy place to something a little more age-appropriate.
All right, Now, before you get into this, yeah. I just want to confirm that there's going to be no spoilers because you and I have seen it, but a lot of people have not yet.
No, well, you and I are just going to chat, okay?
Just be very careful because you've got form for ruining movies for people.
I have not.
You really do.
I have not. Mm. So, obviously, the 1996 original, Happy Gilmore, is one of the all-times.
Yeah.
Can I just start by saying, I went into this with the mindset, I don't know if you were the same, of it's not going to be as good as the original, yeah. but that's okay. It's just going to be a fun, silly, Adam Sandler-style, quirky, crazy comedy mm-hmm. that involves somebody who can smack the ball a long way in golf.
Yes.
Did you approach it the same way?
I think I was more emotionally attached to it, to be honest, because I love Adam Sandler so much. And
what did you expect it to be as good as the...
No, I
original.
Didn't, but I did go in there not expecting anything, like you said. Obviously, it's not as good as the original.
No.
We know that.
But that was
but
a time
But it is still a fun time.
Yeah, so
it's
you,
still a
did
fun
you
time.
Like it?
I did. There were a lot of, look, there's a lot of kind of plot holes where you're like, hang on, this doesn't make sense. But you can't say that out loud. You cannot ask yourself those questions because that is how you will ruin this movie.
Yeah, but... if you want to talk plot holes, go back to the original Happy Gilmore.
No.
There's a thousand plot holes.
I guess so.
It doesn't matter. It's fun.
Yeah.
Did you love all the cameos?
I did. And I don't think we should mention the cameos, the people who are in it. No, because there's there's so many surprises.
Okay, I'll be general.
Oh, you're so annoying. Just let people find it. Shut the
some Adam Sandler crew
yes.
are in there. You
There's
know,
like 73 or 75 cameos in this movie.
Yeah, some high-quality professional golfers are involved
yes.
as well.
I think that if you are a golf lover, that you will love watching this movie because, for me, I don't know any golfers. So I was like, oh, that's fun. And it's still enjoyable to be like, oh, look at all these golf people. I kind of get it. But if you are golf obsessed.
Oh, you'll be spot. Oh, that's that guy. That's
yes,
that guy.
Yes, you'll love it.
Absolutely, you will. A lot of callbacks to the original.
Mm-hmm.
And throwbacks.
Yeah,
and
there's a lot of flashbacks.
Yeah, flashbacks. But also even some of the new characters are tied to the original as
yes,
well.
Yes, exactly.
Which is really cool. So, again, if you want to watch it, and lots of people will. Like my kids love the original Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
I had to just tell them about some of the words that were in that particular movie.
Yeah.
They will love this one as well, as long as they just go in with the mindset of this is fun and silly and a little bit nostalgic and a little bit ridiculous.
All right. What are you giving it as a rating?
Like, it's probably a 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
It's not world beating. Mm-hmm. It's not anything like that, but it's still just a good, fun watch. It had me chuckling a little bit and then kind of rolling the eyes a little bit and then just kind of going, I love Adam Sandler and he makes the world fun sometimes.
Me too. Happy Gilmore 2. It's on Netflix now.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
And we're playing... is it fun? I was going to say the funnest game we play, definitely on a Tuesday.
Mama, what's your name? Mama, I'll guess. Mama, what's Dad's name? Trevor or Jeff? It's my guess. It's my
that again. It is the parent trap where you give us a call on 52232955 if you have a mum's name or a dad's name attached to you.
Yes, we had one caller just drop off the line. Unfortunately, we've got another one. We're doing this live and going straight there, Log. I'm just getting you to roll with all the buttons, everything like that.
I can do it, baby. Don't you worry about
the
that.
The parent trap. Who have we got on the line?
We've got
Good
Dave
morning.
From Leopold. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Lingy. Good morning, Loggy.
Oh, thank you, darling. Good morning to you too. Now, do you want us to guess your mum's name or your dad's name?
I'm going to get you guys to guess my dad's name this morning.
Dad's yes. name. Okay, dad's okay. name. Dad's Lingy, name. Do you have a question?
All right. Dave, would you describe dad as a total rock and roll man or just a cruisy, easy listening sort of guy?
Oh, I reckon Dad's more of a rock and roll sort of guy.
Really?
Rock and roll, okay.
Yeah. Get some tight jeans on, band t-shirt, just...
You only asked well, allowed one
okay,
question.
Okay, sorry.
You're muddying the waters.
Sorry,
okay.
Don't ruin the rules. Right,
okay. Okay, Dave, Does your dad, would you say he's a car enthusiast or he couldn't care less about cars?
Oh, he's definitely a car enthusiast.
Okay. Hang on.
I get first guess.
Yeah, you do.
Can I give you guys a clue though?
Absolutely
not.
The thing is, Dave, we've never won this before. If we win and then you've given us some help, then it doesn't count, you see.
So we'll get disqualified.
Okay.
All right. No worries.
All right. Dave, is Dad's name Mike?
No.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Hang on, Mike. I didn't need the extra.
Well, I've got a trumpet in here. It's fine. Okay. Dave, is Dad's name Tony?
No.
All right,
Dad's name?
What is it?
You know what? It's actually an Italian name. It's Gennaro. But people call him Jim.
Okay, that should be my second guess. Gennaro.
Jim. Yeah. He's a Jim, yeah.
It's
yeah.
Jim. It's just like the Macedonians. Everyone is Jim. This is Jim. This is my cousin Jim. This is my partner Jim. That's all right. Dave, we had fun anyway, didn't we?
You did. You did, guys. Well done.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
What you thinking about, mate? Hey, mate.
Yeah, mate.
When you see a learner driver on the road,
yeah,
do you think I'm going to drive to the best of my ability right now because I really want to set a good example for them?
No.
You don't think about that?
I think I'll give them a little bit more room because they're learning.
But you don't think, I want them to watch this driving because look how good it is. I want to set a good example.
If the learner drivers of the world drive like you, Log, we're in a world of trouble.
Offensive. That's just what I've been thinking about.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.